That takes us to 7:35 in the morning. The program's up front. My name is Brian Edwards-Tiekert. Continuing our election countdown, the question, this segment, can a wealthy city eliminate homelessness? San Francisco's latest effort is in the form of Measure C. This would be a business tax on companies doing more than $50 million per year of business in the city of San Francisco, estimated to raise somewhere between $250 million and $300 million per year. The funds would be dedicated under the terms of the measure to housing, mental health services, and other shelter-like services for the city's homeless population. It's turning into an extraordinarily interesting political story because up until last week, the battle lines looked fairly standard. The city's business class was largely opposing it. They were the ones who would have to pay the taxes. Business-friendly members of San Francisco's political establishment lined up with their donor class. And the only people who were really sticking their necks out on it were homeless advocates and people who care a lot about that area of policy. Then on Tuesday, Salesforce CEO Mark Benioff announces that he will support the measure, that he will donate $1 million to the campaign for it, and that he will spend an additional $1 million running ads of his own to try to turn out support for it, which suddenly leaves Measure C in the position of having 10 times the money being spent to get it passed that its opponents, who usually outspend measures like this, have themselves. That has started a lot of reshuffling in San Francisco politics, and maybe one of the reasons we were completely unable over the course of several days to get someone to make the no argument. We put in multiple requests with the No on C campaign, with the Building Owners and Managers Association of San Francisco, with the San Francisco Republican Party, with the San Francisco Chamber of Commerce, with California State Senator Scott Wiener, who is on the record opposing Measure C, and with California Assemblymember David Chu. Not a single one of them would agree to come on for a debate. Most of them would not even return our calls. So we are going to have a debate in which I have to be the devil's advocate. I'm joined in studio by Ben Linshinger. He's the advocacy program manager of the Glide Foundation, which is supporting San Francisco Measure C. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me.
Why don't you just start off by explaining the mechanics? How does it work? Where's the money going to go?
Absolutely. So Measure C is a unique opportunity to finally address the homelessness crisis in San Francisco. And I mean getting everybody who we see out in the street indoors, in shelter, getting the mental health treatment they need, and also preventing people from becoming homeless in the first place. The numbers I'll break down for you so you have them. It's 4,000 new homes. 1,000 of those are for families. 1,000 new shelter beds, which is the exact amount that the wait list tends to be. Mental health treatment that's enough to serve about 3,300 people with services that follow them from the street to housing or to whatever comes next, and about enough for 1,100 residential treatment slots so people who need intensive services can get those. The prevention is enough to prevent 7,000 households from becoming homeless every year. And on top of that, there's some money for things like showers and restrooms so that people can have dignity and that we can have our streets be clean in the meantime. And all of this is based on the plan that the city made itself, the Department on Homelessness and Supportive Housing's strategic plan. We took that plan and, working closely with department heads and other experts, expanded on it to say, what if we could really meet the need? What if we could really help all the people who are out here? This is what that does. And it does so, and I know you'll get into this more detailed, it does it by a small tax. It's a 0.5% tax on average of only businesses making over $50 million annually and only of the revenue over $50 million. So a business that makes, say, $54 would only be taxed on the $4 million. It's also tiered by industry so that industries with a higher overhead pay less, like retail would only pay a 0.17% tax and only, again, for those really large businesses. And it's made in such a way to promote accountability and oversight. There's an oversight committee. There's requirements on how the money is spent. And there's low overhead, very, very small amount, 3% that can go towards administrative costs.
Got it. So the point of opposition that was raised by San Francisco Mayor London Breed when she came out against this was, she said, we are spending money on homeless services inefficiently and duplicatively, and I want to fix the bureaucracy before I plow more money into it. And that's echoes of what's in the ballot arguments against it as well. At some point in the ballot argument, it says San Francisco spends over $12,000 per homeless person, more than any other city in the country already. What's your response?
This is a resource issue. So I think for a long time, people have said things like, this is inefficiency, we got to do something about it. But two-thirds of the money we're spending on homelessness is going to housing about 8,000 people. Those are 8,000 people you would see outside if it weren't for the work that we're doing. And the rest is going towards prevention and shelter and other services. So this is taking what works and expanding on it. There really isn't a way to squeeze a lot more out of this system. Of course, any little bit counts, but this isn't the real problem. And the city has oversight, so there's often reports and procedures to make sure that all of the businesses, I mean, the nonprofits who are working in this industry, are doing their contractual obligations and pretty much doing it on a dime. You know, these organizations who run this kind of, who perform this kind of work are not in a position to be inefficient because the need is so great.
But what about the question of San Francisco just spending more than other cities on a per capita basis already?
I think that's why San Francisco has seen a much smaller rise in homelessness than neighboring cities. I think that San Francisco is a really generous city and does better by its people because of the values we have. And that's a value that we share with the entire region and the state. But it's something that's materialized more probably partially because of the prosperity. And this is this unique opportunity we have now with Measure C. It's happening at a time where not only is San Francisco one of the wealthiest cities in history, but at a time where the business community, especially the large business community, just got the largest tax break, one of the two largest tax breaks in all of the United States history. So this smaller tax increase is just reapportioning a part of that and investing it locally in our most critical need, which is what's happening with our people, the people that we see, people that we might know. And it takes a lot of courage and work to admit this moral failing that we have, but it's something that we can really repair. Housing solves homelessness. Mental health services is what helps people when they're really going through a hard time. And the folks that we're seeing that have the hardest time, they've been homeless for over 10 years on average. Folks at Glide who are coming through and getting food or coming through and getting services, they've been stuck on the sticky bottom so long, and we really need to meet them where they're at. And once we've gone and provided those services, we can start helping people who are at risk of becoming homeless or who have newly become homeless without them needing to suffer that long.
Every time we do a homelessness segment on a city that is trying to go above and beyond, someone writes in or calls in saying, look, isn't this a regional problem? Isn't there a risk that if San Francisco starts handing out better services and housing than any of its neighboring cities, it's just going to have an influx of homeless people from those neighboring cities?
Yeah, that's something that we hear a lot. It's not actually the case. Most cities have about what San Francisco has, a 70% ratio of the people who have become homeless while living in that city. It's
in county.
In county. A city and county in this case. So it's important for people who are housing insecure to stay where they have resources. That's why so many people stay where they are. And it's not the case that in another municipality, Salt Lake City and Utah, they did a housing first model where they housed over 90% of their chronically homeless folks. People didn't flock there. And that reason is twofold. One is, like I mentioned, people stay where they have resources, where they know what they can do to take care of themselves. And two is because whether it's better for worse, this is targeted towards people who have lived in the city. And that's the way that the Department of Homelessness and Supportive Housing tries to reach those folks. They try to make sure that they're dealing with the folks who have been in San Francisco the longest, and the threshold for getting things like housing is high because it's a limited resource.
The other concern that's been raised by the mayor and critics of Measure C is that it would potentially slow job growth by prompting employers to hire elsewhere because they would be taxed higher. Some of these companies, for reasons that are too complicated to get into, would be paying the tax on their payroll rather than their gross receipts. That might prompt them to do their hiring in any city other than San Francisco.
Well, the city's actually shifting over to gross receipts, and it's close to there, so I don't think that a lot of companies are going to have this affect them in that way. But the economic impact report that came out by the chief economist really addresses this, and I recommend anybody who's listening to go and check it out. It notes that the impact would be very small, 0.1%, so a tiny fraction, 1/1000th of jobs produced. So if, instead of producing 1,000 jobs, we'd produce 999. And that doesn't even take into account the Trump tax break. The premise of that argument is that by having higher taxes, we have fewer jobs. Well, if you look at that compared to just 2017, a few months ago, we're still going to have lower taxes. So we're going to have more jobs, just not quite as many if you look at it by that logic.
Right. But the issue is higher taxes than other cities mm-hmm. where large tech companies operate satellite offices.
Mm-hmm. I've heard that too, and this is the thing. I don't think San Francisco is a place people go to because it's inexpensive to go there. They go there because their workforce is there, their customers are there, because it's a wonderful city. It's still going to be cheaper for companies to work there than they did in 2017, and it's still going to be the wonderful city that we know and love. It's also going to be more attractive to businesses, especially the tourist industry, because this measure does enough to finally change the way that the city feels to people. You know, it's painful to everybody. It affects everybody to see folks out there. We know how bad this is. We know this is a travesty. And it's not going to do anything but help businesses from the smallest to the largest to have finally taken care of those amongst us.
That seems very intuitive to me. You see complaints at every level from the business and particularly the retail community about the level of abject misery on the streets of mm-hmm. San Francisco. So why is it, you think, that San Francisco's business establishment, Chamber of Commerce, is largely against Measure C? Shouldn't they have a vested interest in seeing street homelessness like cleaned up?
Yeah. Well, I actually want to make a distinction between the Chamber of Commerce and businesses at large. You know, I think it's hard for a lot of businesses, especially publicly traded businesses, to go out and say, you know, we support this or we think this is a good idea, because if it affects their profit margins, that puts a lot of heat on whichever leader has said that. So kudos to Mark Benioff and to Salesforce for being so incredible. Kudos to Cisco. And it doesn't mean that all the businesses in this category, the 300 or 400 businesses that are affected, are all against it. And in fact, the people I talk to who work at these businesses are very interested in helping this problem finally be resolved. And I think at Glide we have a unique position to know this, because we have over 10,000 people coming to volunteer every year and thousands upon thousands of people coming to visit. We have a church and a lot of other things that people want to come and check out. And those people often work from the tech industry, from finance, from retail, and they have real genuine interest. They have real genuine human concern about what's going on with the people that they see. And a lot of them have stories about their own families and friends or even themselves being affected.
All right. It's the voice of Ben Linschinger. He's the advocacy program manager of the Glide Foundation, arguing in favor of San Francisco Measure C, which would tax businesses doing more than $50 million per year of business in the city of San Francisco to pay for homeless services, estimated to raise somewhere between $250 to $300 million per year. Again, we tried really hard to get someone to argue the no side, so I didn't just have to exhaust my entire arsenal at Devil's Advocate questions. And what was very remarkable was how everybody shut down after the news that Mark Benioff, the CEO of Salesforce, was not just supporting Measure C, something that would ding his company to the tune of about $10 million per year, but also putting $2 million of his own money into getting it passed. We put in multiple requests over several days to the No on C campaign, to the Building Owners and Managers Association of San Francisco, to the San Francisco Republican Party, to the San Francisco Chamber of Commerce, to the office of California Senator Scott Wiener. They, I should mention, got back to us and said he's out of the country, although I will note he was tweeting about this all weekend, and to the office of California Assemblymember David Chu. Nobody agreed to come on for debate. So Ben, we're going to thank you, let you go, and we're going to talk about what's happening in San Francisco politics with Tim Redmond to try to figure out the lay of the land. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you so much, Brian.
It is 7:50 in the morning. The program's up front. My name is Brian Edwards-Tiekert. And the battle lines that have been drawn up around San Francisco Measure C have gotten so interesting. We thought this would be a good time to pull back from the simple policy question of is it or is it not a good thing to approve when you fill out your ballot and kind of look at what this says about how the city's business establishment and political establishment are starting to fracture. We're joined now by Tim Redman. He's the editor and publisher of 48hills.org, a blog about the city and county of San Francisco. Tim, thanks for joining us.
Of course, happy to be here.
I want to start with the fact that San Francisco Mayor London Breed came out against this, essentially saying, no, don't put $300 million more dollars into the hands of the staff and bureaucrats that I supervise.
Yeah, that was kind of strange. I mean, her statement on it that she put up on Medium was very strange because it was full of inaccuracies. It's as if she was talking about a completely different measure. And she talked about how, well, we need to audit the money that we're currently spending, and there may be, you know, another $300 million isn't going to solve the problem. It's like, wait a minute, that's your office overseeing that money. And if there's another $300 million and she's claiming it's going to be wasted, that would be her office that would be wasting it. It's kind of strange. Why would a mayor who says that homelessness is the number one problem facing her administration turn down money that pretty much everyone who's looked at this agrees will have a huge impact on long-term homelessness in San Francisco? That, in fact, you know, for more than 30 years, I've been watching this, and for more than 30 years, we've had failed policies to address homelessness. Here's one that's actually going to work because it's going to have the resources to make it work. And the mayor says no. In fact, her statement was pretty much the Chamber of Commerce's talking points.
So is that your read on why, that she's just taking her political cues from the chamber?
I don't know where she's taking her political cues, but it's certainly read as if her statement was Chamber of Commerce talking points. And it's interesting, you know, the Chamber of Commerce has in recent years become less and less relevant to San Francisco politics. 15, 20 years ago, the Chamber of Commerce was kind of the powerful voice of the business industry. As the business industry has shifted and the power of the business industry has shifted more towards tech, they're not as interested in the Chamber of Commerce. The tech companies don't really see the Chamber of Commerce as anything that they're really heavily involved with. And it's become less and less relevant. And now it's kind of like they're the only ones, them and the Building Owners and Managers Association, are really the only ones who are opposing this in a major way. It's, you know, it was interesting to see, of course, Mark Benioff, the head of Salesforce, come out in favor of it and pledge to put up $2 million of his own money. I think that after that, we're going to see more companies, particularly in the tech sector, saying, wait a minute, why are we opposing this? First of all, it won't affect most tech companies. It'll only affect a few of the very biggest companies in town, and only on the $50 million plus one dollar. In other words, if you make over $50 million, you don't pay the tax on the first $50 million. You only pay it on revenue of over $50 million, right?
Right, but I mean, we've already seen some of the tech heavyweights come out against it. Jack Dorsey, the founder and CEO of Twitter, was feuding on his own platform with Mark Benioff. His company benefited from Mayor Ed Lee's mid-market Twitter tax break to the tune of about $150 million. Apparently, he doesn't want to put any of that back into homeless services.
No, he doesn't. And we saw him come out against it, but we haven't seen the tech industry in mass come out against this. The money opposing this is from real estate and the Chamber of Commerce. We're not even seeing. As far as I can tell, Ron Conway, who's kind of the tech titan, the tech plutocrat of San Francisco, putting a lot of money into opposing this. So, I think that the opponents of this are kind of increasingly isolated, and that's why it's so weird to see the mayor, who I think would benefit tremendously from this. She would benefit politically. Her agenda would benefit from this, coming out against it. It kind of does say that this is For London Breed, this is one of the first major decisions of her career as mayor for administration. This is one of the first major things where she had to kind of say which side she was on. And she came down on the side of, as I say, an increasingly isolated small sector of the business community, only representing some of the very largest businesses in San Francisco. This is, Prop C has become one of those litmus test defining issues in San Francisco where, you know, you really can look at where political leaders and organizations stand. And it's interesting, I mean, even Representative Nancy Pelosi, who is not known as a left-wing radical in San Francisco, is supporting this. Representative Jackie Speier is supporting this. That, you know, it's there's a fairly broad sector of people who are supporting this, and the people who are opposing it are, as I say, a much smaller and increasingly isolated group. And why is London Breed with them?
Well, they were. I mean, we should point out, until Benioff's announcement last Tuesday, they were running by far the best-financed campaign. They only had about $260,000 in donations. Big donors were the Chamber of Commerce with $70,000 and Stripe, which is another tech company, payment company, $120,000. What do you make of the fact that we've run into radio silence, asking everyone who's officially on the record supporting this, trying to get someone to come on to defend that position?
It is very strange that none of them will come on and defend the position. I think it's becoming increasingly clear how hard it is to defend this position. Right? That's the thing. There's really not a lot of good arguments against this, except I hate taxes. I'm a big corporation. I don't want to pay more taxes. That's pretty much it. Because once the city's economist came out and said, this is going to have basically zero impact on the business climate, on job creation. Yeah, you know, it's the 0.1%. The fact is, job creation in San Francisco, he's talking about 700 jobs a year. Well, considering that there's about 750,000 people working in San Francisco, maybe more, maybe close to 1 million people working in San Francisco every day. The idea that we're going to lose 700 jobs, that's what we call decimal dust. That's going to happen naturally anyway. You go up or down a few hundred jobs every month in San Francisco, just randomly, companies hiring, companies not hiring. The economic factors that affect job growth in San Francisco are so manifold and so national and international in nature that it's pretty clear this measure will have zero impact on job growth, zero impact on companies leaving the city, you know, zero impact on the city's economy overall. It only affects a few very, very large companies that can well afford this. No one's going to leave town. Salesforce isn't going to leave town. Safeway isn't going to leave town. Any of these big companies are going to leave town because of this, because it's such a minor factor to them that it's really kind of hard to think of what the talking points against it are.
Well,
Let
me ask you the same question I asked Ben Linshinger. It seems like there's a lot of upside for the business community. Businesses universally complain about the effect on retail business and also on their ability to lure a workforce to the city, of just the general level of misery on the streets and sidewalks of San Francisco. Seems like this is enough money to put a serious dent in that, get a lot of people housed and off the street. Why do you think the Chamber of Commerce came out against it? If the impact on businesses is as minor as you say, is it just a matter of principle? Is it strictly ideology?
Yeah, it's knee-jerk, no more taxes. That's what it is. It's knee-jerk. We're spending too much money in the city. We're taxing business too much. We've got to slow down taxes on business. That's what it is. It's just that knee-jerk anti-tax ideology of the Chamber of Commerce. And I would actually guess that a lot of the Chamber's members are not opposed to this. It's interesting. SPUR, the San Francisco Planning Urban Research Association, which is often, you know, kind of supports the more downtown business position, is in favor of Prop C. And, you know, what the director of SPUR told me is, you know, some of his board members who are, you know, pro-business types said, you know, this is not the world's most perfect tax policy, but we have no choice. Something's got to be done, and it's going to require resources, and this is the best way that we can do it. So, it's as I say, that I think it's the Chamber's knee-jerk ideology against taxes, and I'm shaking my head. I can't understand why the mayor wouldn't want $300 million more money to go towards what she agrees is the biggest problem. Unless she's just either following the knee-jerk ideology of the no new taxes folks, or she's decided that she wants to side with the Chamber of Commerce. It's one of those moments. Say, it's a defining moment in her administration.
But it's not just her; it's her wing of city politics. It's her. It's Senator Scott Wiener. It's Assemblymember David Chu.
Yes, it is that. But it's not, for example, Assemblymember Phil Ting, who is often kind of on the more moderate side of things, who came out in favor of this, and you know. I imagine Scott Wiener and David Chu, who have both been very close to and friendly to the tech industry, probably heard from some tech companies and from the Chamber of Commerce, and, you know, we don't want to increase taxes on business, and they kind of went along with this. But they're up in Sacramento now, and they're not having to deal with this on a daily basis the way the mayor of San Francisco is. And as I say, this is a measure that pretty much, I mean, this is, it was developed with a huge, broad base of community support. The Coalition on Homelessness went everywhere. They even went to the Chamber of Commerce and said, hey, we're going to do this. What do you think? And the Chamber said, well, we're worried about retail. Okay, so they changed the tax rate on retail to make it easier on retail. They went around and talked to everybody. This is a consensus measure. So I actually think that London Breed's position and David Chu and Scott Wiener's position is increasingly going to be isolated. And I think over the next month, we're going to see more and more people supporting this and coming out in favor.
All right. Tim, always good to talk to you.
Yes, you too.
Tim Redman is the editor of 48hills.org. We've been discussing Measure C. Again, despite immense amounts of diligence on our parts, we could not get anyone on to argue the no position on that measure, not for lack of public declarations of opposition to it, but because the no position was thrown into a bit of a tizzy, one assumes, after CEO of Salesforce Mark Benioff announced last week that he's going to dump $2 million into getting the thing passed. If you're in San Francisco, you get to vote on it. Measure C would raise somewhere between $250 and $300 million for housing, shelter, and supportive services for dealing with the homelessness crisis in San Francisco. It would do that by taxing the proceeds of businesses making more than $50 million per year.